Yeah, really excited to be here, and you know, bye week, but the presser moves on, right? So I'm excited to get to your questions, but I just want to first acknowledge that how fun it was over the weekend. We great game, man. Really enjoyed being there in Waco and to have that experience for our players, and great to see our fan base there representing, and tons of energy and excitement. Just want to thank them. Publicly let everyone know that we appreciate our fans being there and the support that they give us, and speaking for our program, for our players especially. So a lot of fun. Got some really cool things to see on film, and some great learning moments for us, and we look forward to putting them to work today. You know, it's a bye week, but just some really cool things for us. I mean, I like that we were able to grind out that win. Would have liked it a little bit differently, I said, after the game. Probably too much drama. But I didn't mind it at all either, because I thought, I mean, this is what we work on every week and daily at practices, situational football. So I'm glad our guys were able to come through and get the win for us. But definitely some really cool learning moments and learning opportunities for us to get better. So still want us to play better. I like the way the team has moved from week one to week five. I think we've improved every week. I like to see us play our best ball when we take on Arizona after the bye week. And but with this bye week, we're going to work really hard. I mean, really still practice. I know some guys will get healed up because we're not playing a game. This is an opportunity for us to get better. So we'll get back to work and practice. Just like we would do a regular week. The only difference is not playing a game on Saturday and getting an early start on our opponent. So that's what we're looking forward to getting done. And also just making sure that we can be consistently at our best in all three phases. So looking forward to the matchup against Arizona. I'll probably talk about that more next week. But looking forward to the position that we are as a team, and making sure that we get better as a team and improve and play better next go around. So what questions do you guys have for me?
Thanks, Coach. We'll start with questions from Jay Drew and then Mitch Harper.
Yeah, Kalani, let's start with the unfortunate injuries. Were any of the injuries season-ending, and can you give us an update on the status of the running backs and Connor Pay and some of the other guys that weren't able to finish the game?
Yeah, unfortunately, none of the injuries are season-ending, so that's good news. Some of them will take some time. We'll see. I mean, that's highly doubtful for the upcoming game, but I like the way the guys filled in for Connor specifically. But he's still a team captain. He's going to have to lead us, and he did that during the game, and he's continuing to do it right now as a captain. So running backs, we're anticipating getting LJ back for Arizona game. Hinkley, getting him back fully for the Arizona game. Who else? Sione Moa. We should be full strength at running back by the time we get to the game against Arizona. So, anybody else, Jay? Is there anybody else?
No, but to clarify, when you said doubtful for Arizona, was that Connor Pay? Is that
yes? Yes.
Okay. The other question I have is, we didn't really talk much about the fake punt after the game. Was that a call, or was that Vanderhaar on his own? And if it was a call, what did you see that precipitated that call?
That was a call made by Kelly Papinga. Great job. So it was a planned fake. So, yeah, and he did a great scheme, executed perfectly, and K-pop does a great job as a coach. I love having him on staff.
Thanks, Jake. Go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, Kalani, I wanted to ask you, you know, what have been your impressions of how Jake Gretzloff is just preparing each and every week as these weeks stack up, and how he's operating, you know, away from the field as a leader in this program?
Yeah, he's doing a great job. I think he's working really well with the quarterback room, and you know, with in terms of the offense, I think he's starting to really come into his own, starting to feel really, really comfortable with everything, the timing of all of it, and it could get better. I like where he's at right now, and I like where his mindset is. So, yeah, I look forward to seeing great things from him. He, we asked him to do a little bit more running last game, especially in the first half, and he did a great job for us. So he's willing to do whatever it takes. And I like the dynamic of that quarterback room. I like having Gary in there with his experience and Micaiah Hillstead and Trayson Bourget and the rest of the group. I mean, they work really nicely together with A-Rod and Mitchell, with Matt Mitchell.
On the defensive side, you got 10 sacks, 27 tackles for loss through five games, a big uptick in that production. How much is that just simply the buy-in now that the players have had into the scheme, the knowledge? Like, what are you seeing is just the biggest differences from years past?
I think it's a combination of a bunch of factors, and you mentioned them. I mean, that we have a great coaching staff on, you know, on offense and defense and special teams, and so I think the key, probably having a lot of veterans helps out too, leaders, and that they're in year two of the system, understanding it now, and that's difficult if you want to put in a system that's going to be effective. And I think now Jay and the rest of the defensive staff basically have a lot of things that are available for them. I mean, the last call was something that was recommended to Jay from General Guilford, who understands the entire defense. And so when you have all these coaches that are, giving in their insight during the game and making adjustments, it's really cool that we have guys that are able to do that on both sides of the ball. It's working really nicely right now.
Thanks, Mitch. We'll take some more questions from Jake Hatch and then Kevin Reynolds.
Kalani, you mentioned that Connor may be out, obviously, against the Arizona Wildcats, but wanted to get your thought. Are you going to spend this 2 weeks essentially reworking the interior of your offensive line, or is Sonny Moccasini going to be your starting center for the time being?
Yeah, I think we'll see what we can do with the group. I trust TJ to get the center position right, and then have all our guys up there doing well. I mean, I don't think when we had our O-line from the beginning of the season, not a lot of people saw that we used Sonny and Austin Leusa and Sonny Moccasini, and then even in the Kansas State game, not a lot of people recognized that Bruce Mitchell was a starter there at guard. So we have capable players. It's just a matter of what gives us our best five and who's the one that's going to be snapping the ball. So we have some depth there. I think TJ can figure it out, and I trust him.
Speaking on the offense as a whole, is there any particular focus you will take in terms of, I guess, practices? Emphasis you'll be making on offensive improvement this week.
Yep, the whole team getting better. That's everybody. And I mean, it's you have to look at the whole overall offense together as a, you know, playing without your two top running backs and making some changes at O-line, things like that. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do, but I thought the guys did a great job as far as, assignments and guys doing the right thing with proper technique. I think it worked out pretty nicely. So you just got to trust the guys to get their job done and trust our coaches to do it.
Hey, Kalani, I don't think we got to talk a lot about it after last game, but when you think back to the 2021 Baylor game and compared to what you saw last week, how much do you think you could grow as a program just in terms of the depth and physicality, trying to build that up over the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've been trying to do since we got, you know, invited to the conference, is to really have this a specific effort at trying to get bigger and more physical and stronger. I mean, if you look at the front, I thought we did that on O-line, D-line. Thought defensive line handled the run really nicely. The front seven was really nice against the run. I thought Sawyer Robertson, quarterback, made some really good throws. I mean, it wasn't like, I think there's one play where we had a mistaken coverage, but everything else, he was just trying to he was fitting the ball in some tight windows. It wasn't like there was that one touchdown that they had where it was a wide open guy. But for the most part, I thought he made some really timely throws and some accurate throws. And so, there's still some opportunities for us to improve as a team, and one of them is locking it down. I thought you have to give Baylor some credit, man. They fought back and and got back into the game when we thought we had it under control. So.
And where do you think Darius Lasser has grown the most from last year to this year, now in his second year in the program?
Yeah, he was good last year too. I mean, he's a solid receiver and tons of talent, great ball skills, and so I just got to keep working. This whole team needs to stay humble, stay hungry. That's going to be our key, you know. So we got to enjoy the win, come back today, and let's get back to the criticizing our guys and seeing what they did wrong, and let's fix it, and what can we improve on, and then praise them for the things that they did well. But great opportunities for us to learn and get better. Darius has done a great job. He's looking forward to getting better. And this week we've got to find a way to improve as a program. That's been our approach every week, and we just happen to be 5-0 as we're doing this, so we've got to stay humble and keep working hard.
Thanks, Kevin. We'll take more questions from Sean Walker and then Ron Weaver.
Yeah, Coach, you might have just answered it right there, but I was going to ask about that hungry and humble mentality. How do you kind of focus on keeping the guys hungry and humble as wins start piling up, and obviously the attention from the outside is the magnifying glass getting a little bit bigger on this group?
Yeah, that's our job. We got to keep them that way, and you know, just remembering that not a lot of people believed in them from the beginning. So that I'm not really worried about proving doubters wrong. We knew from before preseason that we had a special team, so we're just going through the motions of terms of playing the season. But man, these guys are finding ways to get better, and I like coaching them. So the everybody else is, it's not about proving everybody wrong; it's about proving ourselves right. So that's what our focus is going to be on, and staying humble. But we got to still stick to being aggressive and trying to find ways to become even better. That's the goal.
Yeah, Coach, on the topic of being hungry and humble, what's made Crew Wakely these last couple of weeks so hungry? I think he had an interception, then a sack, and before the Baylor game, was tied for leading the team in tackles.
Yeah, I think the defense is about everybody doing their 1-11th, and when your moment comes and there's opportunities, you seize it. And so Ray, in terms of looking at, he did a great job. So very opportunistic for him to make plays when they come his way. But without the other 10 doing their job, it's not easy. I mean, it becomes easier for him to do his. So I'm really proud of the way he's played, proud of the way that he keeps working every week to get better. And a lot of guys can learn from him and his approach, you know, which is just put your nose down and go to work. And so we've proven that we're going to reward guys that do all the right things during the week. And if you do it right in practice Monday through Friday, it's probably going to show up on Saturday.
And I haven't had the chance to ask you this question. I saw something online that Elder Razban was at the game and participate and give Connor pay a blessing. I don't know if that's true, but if it was, how is that, you know, aside from football, you know, that you just see the church and just traveling at a national level, that the faith of football is always there with BYU as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's very comforting. And you know, I think sometimes there's some really cool private moments that we have a lot of these private moments when we pray as a team and we serve together as a team to others, and then we also discuss and able to talk about religion. So, I think those are good private moments. It was great to have Elder Razban with us at the game. We had just the interaction that we had with so many wonderful people. Elder Razban being one of many that are over there that we love being around. But we've had guys get injured and that have been able to receive prayers and blessings from wonderful people. And, we can do that here at BYU. We take advantage about it and talk about it. But I think it's probably a moment for Connor more than anything to talk about than me.
Thanks, Ron. We'll go back to Mitch Harper and then Jake Hatch.
Kalani, you know, on the topic of Elder Razban being at the game, you know, How much, you know, interaction do you have with Salt Lake in your role as the BYU football head coach and the brethren, if you will, and just their support that they show for you at these games and BYU football large? How much interaction do you have with them in your role?
As much as they want. I'm not gonna turn down an opportunity to talk to any of the leaders in the church. And so, it's something that I enjoy, being mentored by so many wonderful leaders in our church that are men and women. And so, I'm always looking for ways to get better. So anytime any of the leaders of the church want to speak with me, I'm always available, and I'll always have an open door policy for that. So, and then it just helps also to have a couple former players that are in general authority. So you have, you know, Elder Nielsen and also Elder Sikahema that are there. So it's nice to have alumni that were coached by Lavelle Edwards, just like I was, and we speak the same language in religion and in football, so it helps out.
And going back to football, I'm curious, you've had to dig into your depth already this season. When players deep on the depth chart get their call to play, it seems like there hasn't been much of a drop-off. What do you attribute to maybe the higher level of play from second, third, and in some positions, the fourth-string guys stepping in and rising to the occasion when their moment's called?
Well, I think it's a commitment to the players that they work hard, they get their opportunities, and we want to be able to evaluate it, and so really it's an opportunity for everyone to get better and get on the field, and that's just not on offense and defense, that's special teams too. So and then also just trusting them to be in the game late in the game when these guys had an opportunity to play against Wyoming and gave up a touchdown, and then were able to play against Kansas State and didn't give up. They got a fourth down stop. You know, that stuff matters. And you put in these moments where you can kind of get this valuable experience that maybe a lot of people wouldn't care about, but that stuff matters to us. So all the little details of it matter. So I'm glad that these guys are able to take advantage of their opportunities and the experience that they can get, and glad that we have coaches that put them in that position to gain valuable experience. I mean, you saw guys like Ice Moore make big plays when Harry went down, you know, and you saw just guys just stepping up. John Tomoipeau that made plays, and so I mean, there's a lot of guys. Those ones come to mind because they stepped up, made plays. Sonny Macassini, Austin Liusa, I mean, Bruce Mitchell. There's a lot of guys that step up and are doing a great job, and they don't mind just doing their job and not receiving the spotlight. It's okay.
On a related note, Kalani, in the era of the transfer portal and so much player movement, how has your philosophy on red shirts differed? Because it seems like you've played a lot of these younger players you've talked about, and with the four-game red shirt rule, they may blow by that by mid-season.
Yeah, I think it's a case-by-case deal where everyone's – it's a specialized – so you have to talk about each person and then the position and where they're at. And I think it's a conversation that we do need to have. I think there's been other places just tell the kid they're playing no matter what. And I like to talk to them. I like to get feedback from the players and where they're at and where they think they can be. And we feel like we have a lot of depth. And so there's an opportunity where guys were forced to play during their true freshman year, and they can have that red shirt in their back pocket just in case they get hurt or something like that. And now we're in a position where there's a lot more depth, and we can see that we might benefit us to redshirt some guys. But it's okay to have the conversation, especially when they get close to the four-game tally. And so we start to look at it and try to get a view of it, and I think we're in a good spot. There's nothing wrong with talking about it, and that's what we do.
How much recruiting will you guys do this week? Will be some guys out all over the country? What's the plan there?
Yeah. We'll have coaches out doing a lot of recruiting. And then we'll also have our analysts and our graduate assistants and people running practice. So I think the guys, I mean, I'm going to be here all week running practice and making sure that our guys get better and that we keep that intensity and practice alive.
Coach, we'll finish up with a couple questions from Jay Drew.
Okay.
Yeah, two questions, Kalani. On Harrison Taggart, you just mentioned, well, I forgot to ask you about him earlier. What's his status moving forward?
Yeah, we anticipate getting him back for Arizona.
Okay. And then, not to leave on kind of a negative note, but the deal that happened at UNLV with the quarterback opting out after three games because of NIL, is there any fear at all that that could happen at BYU?
No. We don't recruit with NIL as being the focus, so that's not going to be a problem for us. Anything else?
No, that's okay. It. Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys. Just another thing to add, just to talk about it. The way the team's working, it's going really nicely. I'm proud of the team. There's this thought that we're not being aggressive in the second half when we have a lead. It's not true. Okay, so as we go through stuff. And we are not a conservative team. We've been very aggressive. And so in terms of conservative, maybe we should have been a little bit more in this game, to be honest with you. But we faked the punt on 4th and 10, backed up in the second half. We threw the ball on 3rd and 9, got an interception. We threw the ball on 3rd and 2 late in the fourth quarter, got an interception. And if anything, we've had leads before and have held on to them. Southern Illinois, Wyoming, Kansas State. So when people are talking about our program and talking about our mindset, we are an aggressive team. We like to find ways to make big plays. That's what we're going to do. And in terms of being conservative, I like to be conservative. Maybe that would have worked out a little bit more in this game if we would have done that. But, you know, we're working on it too. But when we're talking about getting better as a team, that's for all of us, myself and other coaches. We can all improve, but in terms of trying to find ways to be aggressive in the game, I've always said that from the very beginning. We're an intense team. We want to be aggressive, but we're going to do what's best for the team in terms of trying to win. And maybe on this game, we should have been more aggressive when people are accusing us of being conservative. Maybe we should have been less aggressive and more conservative. So it's funny how things work, you know. I wonder if everyone's accusing Alabama of being super conservative in their game too. So appreciate you guys. Just as you look through this and you look at the grand scope of things, we know what we're doing. We're working really hard on it. Just want everybody to kind of see the whole entire game as they go through it and critiquing us, which we don't mind feedback that works for us too, but make sure that it's all on the up and up.